Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
Oil is a wild card.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. One thing that might complicate plans for jump-starting the economy is the price of oil. It's just below $100 a barrel this morning. The Federal Reserve and central banks around the world could get nervous about cutting interest rates if oil prices stay that high. It's an obvious sign of inflation. The stock markets are showing their concern this morning. The markets in Asia finished 2-3% lower. European shares are down about 1% so far. Wall Street had minor losses yesterday. The Dow fell 11 points to 12,337. The NASDAQ lost 15, and the S&P 500 was down a point. European plane maker Airbus warned today that 2008 will be half as good as 2007. Well, in terms of new orders for planes, Airbus said it's likely to sell 700 planes this year compared to 1,400 last year. We're joined by our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, in London. Stephen, I guess the most obvious question is why?
Well, Airbus says this is really a reflection on how good things were last year. I mean, it was a record year. Airbus and Boeing between them took orders for 2,750 new planes, a lot of the demand coming from emerging markets. Industry analysts say both Boeing and Airbus will see a decline in new orders.
We've heard about problems with Airbus for months now about the exchange issue, the euro versus the dollar. That has to be playing a part, doesn't it?
Is affecting Airbus's bottom line. Airbus has a huge disadvantage compared with its old rival Boeing at the moment, and that is that Airbus's costs are in euros, which have been going up in value. But this really just affects its bottom line in terms of orders. The two companies are more or less on level pegging.
But on the whole, we hear about big orders like aircraft orders being a key economic figure. What might this suggest about the overall global economy?
Well, aircraft industry analysts say it doesn't really say too much at this stage. And a point that is worth making is that both Boeing and Airbus have more than enough work to keep them going. Airbus has a backlog of something like 3,400 aircraft to build. That's going to keep Airbus going for at least 6 years.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, working to help reduce greenhouse gases with 10 billion transit trips per year at publictransportation.org. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
One of the big issues of the day is how our consumption habits are affecting the planet. Some argue we should focus on our needs and check our wants at the door. But commentator Will Wilkinson says it's not quite that simple.
Critics often say capitalism produces, and we mindlessly consume, all sorts of junk we don't really need. We could live a lot more simply, more in tune with nature, with more time for one another. Some thinkers say that individualistic consumerism distracts us from more satisfying collective pursuits. Others urge us to pare down our consumption. They want us to minimize our carbon footprints, as if catastrophe draws closer with each trip to the store, with each exhale. The Greek philosopher Diogenes, who extolled the unencumbered life of the lowly dog, would have agreed. One day Diogenes smashed his only possession, a wooden bowl, after seeing a peasant boy drink from his cupped hands. Today there are Jainist monks in India who walk around naked. Who can commune with the transcendent when bogged down in grubby material things, like pants? Sure, most critics of consumption don't take it as far as Diogenes, but if you're going to take it anywhere, you've got to draw a line and say why pants and bowls go on one side of it, and iPhones and the 20-ounce soy milk mochaccino go on another. But why suppose there's one line? Different people have different aspirations and plans. They have different frames of reference for adequacy and excess. What each of us needs depends on what we are trying to make of our lives. Of course, moralizers of all stripes, from officious environmentalists to religious fundamentalists, have strong ideas about what we really need. But the fact you think you know what's best for me doesn't mean I don't really need my nose hair trimmer or my stuffed armadillo. I have my reasons. If this wild assortment of stuff was really crushing our souls, then maybe we ought to smash our flat screens like Diogenes smashed his bowl. But the evidence is clear. People are most likely to be happy, healthy, well-educated, and long-lived in places where people consume the most. Maybe we don't need to be happy or to live 80 years, but if we want to, then we've got a good thing going. Just don't trip over your Roomba.
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. A link to his blog is on our website, marketplace.org. And while you're there, feel free to share your thoughts about robotic vacuum cleaners and stuffed armadillos. Or about this, a diamond that might sell for $6 million. Sally Herships tells us more.
The 101-carat diamond being sold by Christie's this spring is almost the size of a squash ball. But what's bigger news still is the gem will be offered up for sale in Hong Kong. Tom Moses works at the Gemological Institute of America. He says historically, demand for large stones has been more limited to the U.S., Middle East, and Europe. But things are changing.
There are now more customers that are capable to make these purchases and that are chasing these important gemstones.
Jerry Wind is a professor at Wharton. He says that's partly due to increasing wealth in Asia.
It's expected that within the next few years, the number of billionaires from China will probably equal the number in the U.S.
And partly due to an Asian love of luxury.
In every major city, in every hotel, you have all the luxury brands that you're familiar with.
There's a special draw for potential buyers of this gem. They get to name it. Now that's luxury. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.